It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
So I pose the question to you, Jim. Does one shot of tequila make you a barfly? Had a really nice couple at our show on Saturday night at Finney's, and they bought me a shot for my birthday.
Well,
and
nice.
That's all of the alcohol I imbibed in. So that makes me a barfly.
So yeah,
I'm guilty.
So right? A massive birthday celebration, huh?
It was okay. Yeah, it was pretty good. Cool. And I have to give a shout out to listener Brenda. Brenda yes. called in last week and won Renfair tickets. And I'm pretty sure she went because she was really excited about winning the tickets. And when she came to pick them up, she became my new best friend. Do you know what that means?
Oh, that means a lot.
No.
It means she did something good.
It means she brought me a present. A listener that brought me not only assembled, you know, a gift bag.
That's like that old joke. We know what you are. We're just haggling over price.
But there was a mug in there with a whisk, and it had a saying on the mug.
Neat.
And then a DVD. And yeah. I mean, a lot of thought went into that. I was very appreciative.
Well, listener Brenda's a better friend than I am. I didn't do anything for your birthday. Now I feel bad.
You know, you get me two presents like that. You're not only my new best friend, you're my new best friend for a couple of days. So anyway, no, that was very nice. And listener Brenda, thank you so much. She listens every day.
Good.
So
it's good
remember
that
when
we
had
a listener.
You remember when we had Blind Chuck? She's that
yes.
loyal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Monday, April 5th, 2021. We've got, on the phone, Dr. Carla Harkelrode from ASU at Lake Havasu. She's the executive director. Hey, Dr. Carla.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. We're very well. In fact, I was just commenting to Jim, I'm glad I have no line bifocals because there's certain areas of my lenses that are stronger than others, and it really helps. Uh-huh. It really helps when you're a year older.
That's right. Happy birthday, Paul.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. And tonight, big game, big, the biggest of the big for the NCAA men's basketball program. NCAA basketball men's championship final tonight. The pregame starts at 5 o'clock on our sports station, 100.5 in Bullhead City and Laughlin, 94.3 Havasu and Kingman, and 980 AM, of course, in Lake Havasu City. And then we'll resume Diamondbacks baseball tomorrow. D-backs jumping out of the gate, 1-3. What are you going to say to that, right?
Four.
That means they have one win in four tries.
I see.
Yeah. So San Diego kind of did a number on them Saturday night, Friday. Uh-huh. Friday was close, Thursday was close, but Saturday was a 7-0 shutout. So, yeah, not pretty. But they came back yesterday and salvaged the series. So what are you going to do? All right, let's see. We've got Alan Olson and Bob Brown are going to be on the program as well. So Dr. Carla is going to be a little bit short today. You're short anyway from what I heard, right?
I'm not very tall. I'm about 5'4". That's true, Paul.
Oh, wow. I'm taller than somebody. That's amazing. All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So we'll take it down to about down to the half hour before we bring on those gentlemen to talk about the Lake Havasu Boat Show, which resumes this year.
Yes.
This coming weekend.
Events are happening.
April 9th through the 11th. Absolutely. So, Dr. Carla, you're talking about earlier some renovations going on, but I want to talk about 2021 graduation plans first.
Sure, yeah, of course. It's exciting. So we're doing sort of a hybrid experience for students, which I think they're actually quite excited about. I think it's going to be really fun. So we are going to have a formal official program for them via Zoom. So it'll be electronic. It'll be online. It'll be digital, virtual. And that's going to be synchronous, meaning they will attend and we will walk through the whole program with them. We even have processional music and recessional music. It's actually quite fun. We'll have a speaker. But we wanted to see if we could figure out how to do something in person for them. And we have figured out that we are going to be able to have a car parade. It's going to be great on campus after the virtual event. They're actually going to come onto campus. They can have as many family members in cars as they would like, and we'll convene, and we'll actually have them drive through and stop at a particular location, and they'll get out, and we're going to have some festivities at that location. I'm going to leave that as a surprise, and they'll actually get to receive their diploma cover from their faculty member in person. So we'll be able to take pictures. Their families will be able to take pictures from their cars and things like that. So we have figured out how to provide an in-person experience as well as do some things virtually. So we're pretty excited about it.
That kind of surprises me, being that graduation is in May, and we're in early April, and 3.5 million Arizonans are now vaccinated. How much of this actually came from Lake Havasu, and how much was dictated from Tempe?
Yeah, so we always follow ASU's protocols and policies. So all locations follow their protocols and policies, and around graduation as well. So a good majority of events over in Tempe, of course, that includes more people than we have in Lake Havasu, are virtual. So there are some really creative strategies in place over in Tempe as well for how to do a few really important and special things in person. So every location submits a graduation plan to be reviewed, and it has to be approved in order to go forward. And so, May is a little ways away. That's true. ASU started the semester in a hybrid scenario, and they decided to finish that way because our results are so good at keeping people healthy and keeping them safe and allowing them to continue with their education. So they decided to start and finish in the same way, and we were approved to do something in person, which we're excited about. It actually could be so much fun that it's something we might continue doing no matter what. So I think we've been very creative here.
Wow. It's going to set a precedent of sorts, Jim.
Yes.
I'm afraid that might be true. Yes.
Dr. Carla, does that have something to do with your new black top?
Oh, no, you know, that's a good question, though. No, that just needed to be done. We needed to do the resurfacing of this entire property.
Right.
You know, we have a lot of guests who actually come to campus and use the fields at this location, Parks and Rec, through the city of Lake Havasu. They come and use the fields, and we needed to restripe and do some things to make traffic flow better, and we just really needed to resurface the entire space. And so we are in process. We've done the front side of campus, and we'll be doing the backside here a little bit later in April. However, the added benefit is the work is done before our fantastic parade's going to come through campus. So I think it worked out really well. But that is something we needed to do.
Have you been up to that neck of the woods lately, Jim?
No.
It's been such an improvement from when before the school was there, mm-hmm. and it was just a vacant, I believe it was a middle school at the time.
That's correct. Yeah.
It's such an improvement, the university site being there. You have new condos going up around it. I believe there's a new medical center being planned. It looks like something that's really growing and being planned at the same time.
I think the appearance of things matters, right? We want to make sure people know that we're here and that we're ready to serve them. And I think resurfacing our space and making it inviting helps us do that.
Right, right. Let's look ahead to the fall 2021 semester at ASU. at Lake Havasu, on campus and in person plans. Do you have those? Are those already set in stone?
Are they changing from last year?
Nope. So ASU is planning for a primarily in person experience in the fall. So barring some shift with COVID. That is the plan. ASU has shown itself quite capable of pivoting whenever it needs to make sure that students are able to continue to pursue their education. But at this time, the plan is to be back in person. And so what that actually means is that classes, we have offered classes in a hybrid format this year, and students got to choose how they wanted to attend for the most part. So our faculty members, with a few exceptions, have been in the classroom with COVID protocols in place, and students have the choice to either attend in person or to actually attend virtually via Zoom or ASC Sync is what we call that here. So in the fall, students will actually be in person in the classroom with their faculty members, and we won't be offering hybrid courses unless we have very specific reasons why we need to do that. And if that were the case, we would need approval to do so. So we're really going back to an in-person experience. That is the current plan, and we're excited about it.
Yeah. Sounds like you might be ahead of the game when it comes to other states, specifically California, when it comes to that, because they don't even have public schools in person right now. So are you planning a strategy to where you can maybe get some California students in onto the ASU at Lake Havasu campus, maybe grow the attendance a little bit?
You know, our what we call an admissions funnel, so it tracks every student who's in at any step in the admissions process. So they've started an application, they've finished an application, they've been admitted, they've submitted what we call an enrollment deposit saying, yes, I want to attend there. They completed a housing application. There are all these different steps in what we call an admissions funnel. Our applications across the board are at both Arizona residents as well as out-of-state students. But out-of-state students are definitely up as well, and that includes California. And I think the reason for that is because ASU has been so successful at providing an in-person experience even inside the pandemic. We have exceptional results. We've been able to keep students healthy, and we've had minimal to no spread at ASU Lake Havasu at work for our faculty, staff, and students. So I think students, they're smart, they're savvy, and I think ASU's done an exceptional job. So, yes, our admissions funnel is looking pretty good, and it does include out-of-state students.
When you say those numbers are up, can you be a little bit more specific? Are we talking 5%, 10%, or even higher than that?
Right. So, as an example, we have there's various points. I can actually pull up the funnel and look at it right now and give you direct quotes. But we have, say, more like roughly 100 students more in the queue, in the admissions queue, than we normally have at various stages.
So
we have more students who've been admitted. We have more students who are in process with applications. We have more students all the way along the way. But what matters is how those students in the pipeline actually then translate to people who say, yes, I want to come here. So we do have more students at this time of the year saying, yes, I want to come to ASU Lake Havasu than we have in the past. As far as how many more, that funnel changes on a daily basis, so I don't want to misquote numbers. I would need to get those numbers for today to give you accurate numbers.
Well, that's pretty substantial, great. Like Jim was saying.
Yeah.
You're looking at, that's like, well 70, over 75% of what you have there now. So you must be pretty proud of that.
We'll see how those things I almost like to say, you can't have more students if you don't have more students along the way participating in the process.
Yeah, right.
So, but how those students actually translate to enrollment deposits, meaning that's when they say, yes, I'm coming. That's where I'm going to go to college. So, and that happens at the beginning of May. So, and we still at ASU Lake Havasu, it's common for us to have students make the decision to attend here throughout the summer. They say, yeah, sometime in June or July, they say, yeah, I'm coming in the fall. That tends to be how it works here. So this will evolve over time, and when I'm on the show with you, I'll give you updates each time, but things are looking pretty good.
Does that same apply throughout the system? Are these tentative enrollments up equally at other facilities, or is that unique here?
Yes, so ASU overall has more people in the pipeline and the admissions funnel pipeline across all locations than it's had in the past. And again, I think that's for a lot of reasons, but one of them from Carla's perspective is because we've been so successful inside the pandemic.
Well, there you go. Well, Carla's perspective is the one that matters on
this
show.
Yes.
At least I'm on a call with you guys today.
Yeah, especially today. And your perspective when it comes to music ain't bad either. So,
you know I like country music.
Well, that's why we're going to go country here with Alan Jackson, because he's gone country, right?
You betcha.
All right, let's take a short break. We'll come back with Dr. Carla Harkelrod. She's executive director at ASU at Lake Havasu. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Brother Jim Russell, and we'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
Well, the folk seems dead, but he's holding out in the village. He's been writing songs.
Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaking heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaking heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
I don't know, Jim. I'm thinking of going back to the mullet, man.
Yeah, that'll be a good look.
It used to be.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Paul Lavoie back on Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK CPA LLC, Horizon Community Bank, Springberg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, and by Connected Computer and Technology. It's either, you know, I'm getting my hair cut tomorrow, so.
Yeah.
You never know. I could order hair extensions, right?
Oh, that's nice.
Or just stay with the fro.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk to Shauna about that. Huh?
Exactly. All right. Listen to Speak Out in the archives at KNTRtalk.com, where we stream live, or you can find the show. And I had a listener who was looking for their interview this morning and couldn't find it on their phone. And what you want to do is turn the phone sideways, find the Speak Out tab. But you can only do that on the phone if you turn it sideways. There's a Speak Out tab and there's a Speak Out 2.0 tab, and that's where the archives are. So there's your big
tip.
There's your big listener tip for the day. Absolutely. And we're back with Dr. Carla Harkelrod, the big classic country fan.
And with on that personal note with Dr. Carla, do we understand this is somewhat of an anniversary for you and your husband's arrival in Havasu?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Jim, for bringing that up. We arrived on April 1st of 2020. We moved right at the beginning of the pandemic, right when we all were starting to understand what it meant. So we moved from Oregon at that time, and, so we've been here a year. I started at ASU Lake Havasu on April 6th, so tomorrow is technically my one-year anniversary here, which I don't ask if it happened to the last year. I'm not quite sure.
Wow. How coincidental is that? I moved that exact same time frame. I was kind of hoteling it for 3 weeks here, and I moved from Fort Mojave in that same time frame. And I don't know about you and your husband, but I was worried that I couldn't get the mover to transport stuff during the pandemic. Was that a concern for you too?
It was really stressful. In Portland, we actually had to move our moving date. And that which cost money. It was really hard. We had a moving company and they assured us that they were essential services, but everyone was still learning what essential services was going to mean.
Mm-hmm.
And California was in bad shape and all these kinds of things. So we personally drove, essentially two-lane highways all the way here. We took back roads primarily here because we didn't want to travel down the interstate at that point. And our moving company actually did the same thing.
Gee.
Oh, wow.
That was their choice. We camped in our house for a couple of days when we got here. It was great. Quite an adventure.
Well, that's what we call team building, right?
That's correct. My husband and I are a very, very good team at this point, for sure.
Those are team building exercises. That's perfect. So
yes, for sure.
So what is BSN at ASU at Lake Havasu? What is BSN?
So the Bachelor of Science in Nursing, so ASU in downtown Phoenix, they're called the Edson College of Nursing and Health Innovation, and they've been interested in bringing the BSN, the Bachelor of Science in Nursing, out to ASU at Lake Havasu for some time, so these conversations took place for quite a while. We had approval from ASU a few months ago, and I mentioned that on the show at one point. And we've been in process with the Arizona State Board of Nursing. They also need to approve any programs in nursing that are added at any location. And we're expecting that approval to take place this week and to get official notification, which means we would be ready, and we'll be ready for our fall 2021 launch.
Wow, how exciting.
Very exciting. So we are very much expecting to have nursing students at ASU at Lake Havasu for the first time this fall.
How many students will that impact on your campus?
Quite a few. So they have room for 32 students in the clinical portion of the nursing program. And then we will potentially have additional students who are here getting ready to go into a nursing program. So we'll see what the actual overall impact is to enrollment. But again, they have 32 seats for the clinical portion of nursing.
How exciting for them to not only go to a satellite of ASU, but to, you know, pursue their dream at that location in a smaller town.
Yeah,
I think that's nice.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And, you know, health programs in general can be expensive. And our Edson colleagues from Tempe, they're offering their nursing program at this location at ASU at Lake Havasu's tuition rate. So our tuition rate is lower than all other ASU locations.
Okay.
And so the nursing program is going to be offered at our tuition rate here, which is also very exciting. So there's a cost benefit.
A bargain.
Yeah, that is a bargain, actually. So let's talk about, before I let you go, or before Jim and I should say we let you go, let's talk about the scholarship campaign for 2021, which is through the ASU Foundation. Very important stuff.
It is important stuff. So we strive to make education as accessible and as affordable as possible for as many students as possible. And it's our ASU at Lake Havasu Student Success Scholarship Fund that lets us do that. So we're working on fundraising this year, and we've gone at that in a number of different ways already. And we are now working with our local community. So, for example, the Chamber of Commerce recently sent out an email to all chamber members with the information about our scholarship campaign, and we're actually going to be working individually with folks as well. So many of the community members here in Lake Havasu City and Mojave County are helping with this effort. But if you're interested and would like to give, and really and truly, there's no amount that's too small. $20 helps. $25 helps. Everything helps. You can go to ASU Foundation, asufoundation.org/Havasu. So asufoundation.org/Havasu. All the money stays right here for students in Lake Havasu, so it's not as if it's literally when that backslash Havasu is important, because that means you're giving to a fund that is specific to ASU at Lake Havasu. It doesn't go, say, to students who are attending ASU in Tempe, so the money stays right here.
Right. We have a phone call. Hold on just a moment. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hello, Paul. This is Bob Brown with Vote Show.
Hey, Bob. I'm going to put you on hold just for a second. And then when we come back after the commercial break, or while the break's going on, I'll go ahead and touch base with you, okay?
Yeah, I was just checking to see if Alan from the Marine Association had arrived yet or not.
Well, we're on with another interview right now, so I'll get back to you in just a second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You want me to hang on?
All right. So, Dr. Carla?
Yep.
Yeah, that's our next guest, or one of our next guests. So I'm going to go ahead and take it to break, and we'll play something that you've probably done 100 times, the Boot Scootin' Boogie, right?
You bet. Thanks for having me, you guys. Have a great day.
Let's talk about that foundation when we talk to you next next month.
Yep, that sounds good. We'll talk about it again. Sounds great.
Perfect. Be safe, Dr. Carla.
Okay.
And happy anniversaries.
Okay.
Yeah, happy anniversaries.
Thanks, guys. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
See you in May. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right, Paul Lavoie along with Brother Jim Russell. We'll be back with more in a moment. We've got 1 out of 2.
Yeah.
So now we just have to track down Alan. I'm pretty sure he's in the green room.
Yeah.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Sun goes down, feeling all right when the sun sets.
And Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, also Chagru's Family of Restaurants, Better Business Bureau, samsguns.com, SunPower by Esme Electric, Big Sky Insurance, Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty with over 1,000 homes sold and counting.
And they're good folks all that just want a shot at your business when you try them.
That's right.
You heard about them on Speak Out.
That's all they ask.
Did you do your homework and get the answer to how many?
Not yet. Okay. My homework's got to wait.
Just ignore it.
I'm not ignoring it. I will ask. You know what? I'll email Bobby today.
Okay.
But by all means, to encourage people to shop local, please put the products that go with products like carpet shampooers, like soap, put them close to the shampooers, please, so you don't have to take 2,000 more steps to go
find them.
It's just a personal request.
Just for the benefit of our listeners, Paul decided not to have a life and to spend it at a large big box store searching for carpet shampooer this weekend.
And then they tell you, you know, when you ask where it is, they point you to a section that's bigger than your condo. They don't say go to aisle this, go to this section. Oh, okay. So anyway, Alan Olson's here and Bob Brown by phone, and we're talking about the Lake Havasu Boat Show. And it's a new venue this year at the Havasu 95 Speedway. Tell us what's required to get in. Do you need masks, anything like that?
Right now, they're, unless it got changed, but the last thing we've been told is you will have to have a mask when you go and buy the tickets and go in. They're going to ask to do social distancing. That's just common sense is pretty much going to be the rule of the day.
Right.
And that's basically the thing we're going to do, is we're going to do social distancing and mask and have a good time.
Bob, did you want to add to that?
All I can say is that if someone comes into the show and they don't have a mask, we do have complimentary masks for those that would want them. So we just ask that people who are coming do have a mask with them, and if they want to use it, they certainly can and they should.
Okay.
Bob, just for the benefit of our listeners, you've been a million years at Windsor. What year is this for the show? 30 what?
This is number 30.
30.
Wow.
The 30th annual Havasu Boat Show. And if I'm not mistaken, at some times over these 30 years, it's been bigger than the L.A. Boat Show.
It has. Certainly the L.A. Boat Show, you know, in its heyday was the largest boat show on the West Coast. However, back in around 2007, 2008, when we had that financial national kind of meltdown,
right.
The boat show in L.A. really decreased in size. So the Havasu Show really has been for the last, say, 6-7 years, the largest boat show on the West Coast.
Incredible. Here in Havasu. Now, we didn't have the pleasure of having the boat show last year, so this is a pent-up demand from 2 years. And
right.
Tell us about it. Where do they go? When do they get to go? And what are we going to see?
Well, the show is this coming weekend. It starts on Friday, the 9th, and it opens to the public at noon on Friday and noon to 6, and then Saturday is 9 to 6, and then on Sunday it is 9 to 3. So, and it's at Havasu 95 Speedway, which is there in Sarah Park. Mm-hmm. And we're very happy to have the opportunity for that for that venue, because it is a very good venue for an event like what we're going to have.
Sure.
Do you have a title sponsor for the event?
No, we don't this year. No, there is not a title sponsor.
Maybe this would be a good opportunity for Black Cat X to sponsor.
Yeah, that takes funds, Jim.
<There you go>.
Yeah, it takes money.
Know, we were delayed so long in trying to figure out whether we were going to have the show, where it was going to be, We really didn't know the show was going to happen until really the first week of March.
Yeah, yeah. Everything has been so iffy for so long. And Alan, this is really is the Lake Havasu Marine Association's big event.
Yeah, it's basically the way the funds that are generated from this. A big part of it goes to our operating capital for the year because it's all the stuff we do involves cost.
Right.
And we're a totally volunteer organization, so we got to get money from somewhere, and the boat show is our major sponsor. Plus, we got all the other people that belong to the Lake Marine Association. So, we put their ads.
But so what do those funds cover? Are we talking about like the shore cleanup program and things like that?
We do tons of things. One of the things we do is that if you've ever noticed, you go out on the lake after a weekend and there's trash on the beaches.
Right.
No. No. Trash on our beaches?
Our visitors?
No.
We send a boat out. They go out on Monday usually if the weather permitting. Don't like going out in the wind. But they'll go out and clean up the beaches. And one of the nice things is we have 7 great sponsors, and they're on the trash bags. And it says, pack it in, pack it out.
Yes.
They pack it in really good. They forget to pack it out.
The out part. Oh.
And they do the good thing, and they fill up at the bag, and they leave it on the beach. And then the guys go out and find that the animals opened up the bag for them, so we have stuff to pick up. So.
Right. Those pesky little animals. Man.
But it's, yeah. And then we work with the Coast Guard. We have several buoys that we maintain and monitor. Predominantly on the California side. We buy the buoys. We'll do work with that. We work with the state park. If you go down to launch a boat, sometimes you'll see guys in bright yellow shirts that are helping the state park with people launching, because sometimes the people backing up the boat are not quite as good as you would see. Seen some interesting things.
Yeah, I've seen a few things on YouTube. I don't know about in person, but, yeah, I've seen some funny ones anyway.
Yeah. But we have... we're involved with everything that's going on in the city. We watch, and I'm involved with the Chemehuevi Indians. We're part of their group, and we help them do the things that they're doing on their beaches and et cetera. And they're one of our sponsors on the trash bag.
Right.
And we have a new chairman over there that I'm just getting to know, and we're learning and doing things with them. And we've got some programs set up to help that side of the beach. And then we deal with all the law enforcement people and try and get together with them and find out what they're doing, and we can pass the information back and forth. And right now we're dealing pretty heavily with the Coast Guard, because it looks like the Coast Guard is going to have a very improved performance in this area. They're now starting to come up. In fact, they'll be up here for the next big race that's going on April 21st, and they're coming up to do some monitoring and et cetera, and we're going to meet with them and talk. They want to talk about setting up a working group up here.
Like a substation.
Yeah.
Nice.
So don't know if they'll put people up here, but they want to involve the whole community, and we'll work with them. And
interesting.
Yeah.
Is that for enforcement or safety or both?
Yep.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. I thought the police agencies did most of the enforcement. I wasn't sure about the Coast Guard's role.
I don't think Coast Guard's really, they're a permitting agency. Enforcement might be a little extreme.
That's why I'm asking. Yeah.
The Coast Guard is responsible for the Colorado River because it dumps in the ocean. The monitoring.
It's a federal waterway.
It's a federal waterway.
Absolutely.
So they're involved in pretty much everything that happens, but the actual work is all done by the law enforcement agencies up here and everybody else.
I gotcha. So back to the boat show, Bob, how many exhibitors are we talking about? And how many states, and where's everybody coming from?
You know, they're coming from just a little bit of everywhere. We probably have more out-of-state exhibitors this year than we've had in quite some time. But we'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of 120 to 125 exhibitors.
Good.
And they will be coming from everywhere, from Utah and Nevada and Oregon and New Mexico and Texas. And we even have a couple of them coming from the East Coast, which is hard to believe, but they're gonna make the trip and fly into Vegas and then drive to the show.
What do you attribute that to? That maybe the fact that Arizona is 100% open now?
I think that is an important factor. And the some of the states that some of these exhibitors are coming from have been totally shut down, and they still don't have any boat show on their calendar coming up. So they're definitely looking to have some exposure somewhere to the boating public.
Bob, what can people expect to find if they're looking for deals on boats, or what can they expect to find here if they're in the market for a boat?
Well, you know, we're going to have a very nice diversification of product here, which is good. And so the you know, you're going to have everything from someone that's what I would call in the affordable range, mm-hmm. All the way up to, you know, boats that are going to be $500,000 or more. So it's really depends on what you're looking for, and you know what your budget will allow. So, you know, we can, and there's going to be all kinds of boats, everything from fishing boats and family boats to high performance boats, and so it's a nice cross section of product that people are going to be able to see.
Got something for everybody at the Havasu Boat Show.
Yeah, really. Yeah, we're not you know, trying to concentrate just on one type of boat. This is something that we're hoping that the whole boating community will enjoy.
Well, sounds like there could be a lot of aftermarket products there, too.
You know, we probably have the largest gathering of accessory booths that we've ever had. We're probably somewhere in the neighborhood of almost 90 accessory booths are signed up. So you could spend your whole day just looking at all the accessory items.
I think a good portion of the show, gentlemen, has already joined Bob in the background. I can hear a lot of activity going on there. So
I know there's activity everywhere here.
Yeah, right, right.
Alan, how do people actually get in? It's going to be at the Speedway. Where do they go?
There'll be two entrances. The one is the typical one. If you go out to the race, there's the main gate that everybody goes in, and the ticket booth where you'll buy. And that will be probably, and we'll have that all the parking will be free, and everybody just pulls in and parks and then walks in. And we'll have a security guard watching as they come in to make sure everybody's got their mask on and et cetera. And then the other gate will be out at alongside the road where all the speed cars come
pit,
in, so it's
the
called
pit entrance,
pit,
right.
Pit road, and there'll be another gate there to come in. So you get two gates coming in and out.
So the show itself will be in the pits and in the Speedway infield and things as
we
well?
You'll get to do a fair amount of walking because it's set, and you know, you're going to have to go to the main gate to get the food and the mm-hmm. beverages. That'll be the main place, and they'll also have food and beverages elsewhere. And then all of the, basically most of the booths are going to be set up out in the pit area. And if I'm wrong on that, let me know, Bob. But that's, I think.
No, that is correct. Yeah, they'll all be in one basic area. So, like I say, someone can spend pretty much most of the day just walking the booths.
Hey, Bob, quick question. When I give away these complimentary passes that I have for admission, does that cover parking as well?
Well, it does, because parking is free.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
So,
and then
that's a bonus, you know. So, and one thing about the Speedway, it has plenty of available parking right close to the entrances, so it'll be very, very convenient for people to park and then enter the boat show.
Perfect. I have one of the questions: is there a time limit for the show? Because it sounds like it can cover a great portion of time. So I know it opens at a certain time, but how late does it usually run?
We run until 6 o'clock. That is on Friday and Saturday. Then we actually close the show at 3 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay, so 3 p.m. Mid afternoon, people can get back to where they're going. Obviously,
right.
They have to make connections
like
to Vegas too.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Bob, watch out! The heat is here.
Yes.
It is. We did
yeah,
the Renaissance Fair this weekend, and it is killer hot.
Well, the good, but so the good news, Bob, is
yeah. What's the weekend going to be? Bob?
This weekend will be low 90s. It's not going to be around.
Oh.
It's not going to be around 100. Yeah. And they're not going to be in costume.
Right. How come you gave that to them, Paul, instead of the Renaissance Fair?
Oh, I don't know. But they're not going to be in costume at the boat show either.
Well, they may.
You might have a couple mascots running around.
I would say that the costumes will probably be a little less covered.
I'm going to read into that.
And I must take one sidestep here with the Marine Association and thank them personally for one of their activities that has been of great support to some of my events on the lake.
Okay.
That they have provided support boats and
done a
masterful job. And I appreciate their professionalism and activities on the lake.
So real quick, before we let you both go, there's a cornhole tournament on Saturday. We definitely want to get to that because there's an entry fee involved, right?
Yeah. Well, absolutely. There, and you know, we're getting quite a few pre-entries from people from quite a distance coming to the cornhole tournament. So, you know, we have several coming from the Phoenix area. We've got some coming from the Las Vegas area. And then we've got, I know, at least two teams that are coming from Southern California.
Oh, perfect. And then you have a poker run?
And there is a poker run. It's a fun activity where as soon as you come in the front gate, you have the opportunity to sign up and enter the poker run, which there are designated card stops all throughout the show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you go by and stop at the different booths and pick up your cards and then go back to the poker run headquarters and open up your cards and see whether you've got a hand that might have won something.
Cool. Alan, did we miss anything?
Yep.
Up. There you go. Yep. Right off the bat.
We are going to do a 50-50 drawing every day.
Wow.
Nice.
We're going to have a tent set up where we'll have some of the Marine Association women sitting in there, and then they'll also be running around selling tickets. And the idea is that at the end of every day when we close, we'll draw a ticket, and that person will get in half of the entire day's income.
Okay, perfect.
And we're going to do that all 3 days. And then I'm expecting that I can probably let you know and you can announce that for us.
Absolutely.
We'll put that out so everybody can log into you and find out who in the heck won.
Sure. Go ahead and email us. And are you still looking for volunteers or are you all set?
We've got almost everybody covered.
Okay.
I had one cancellation today where, unfortunately, one of our guys was just notified that he had a death in the family and had to travel. So,
can I throw out the LakeHavasuBoatShow.com email if people are interested?
They can call me.
Or they can call you. How do they get a hold of you?
Alan,
Yeah, it's the easiest way is A. Olson, and it's OLESON,
right,
at LH for Lake Havasu Marine, ASSN.
Okay.
.com.
So LHMarineASSN.com, and it's A. Olson?
A. Olson.
So OLESON.
Yeah,
perfect.
So that would be
right.
Great.
All right. I think we got it all.
Yeah.
Great. Alan Olson, Bob Brown, best of luck on the Lake Havasu Boat Show this weekend. Starts this Friday, folks. So be ready. It's back, and it's at the Speedway this year.
Thanks for bringing the boat show back for everybody.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen.
You're welcome, Bob. Thanks for calling in. All right. We're going to take a short break, and we'll come back, and we're going to tell people about our newest knight.
Yes.
We have somebody knighted at the Renaissance Fair, and a lot of people know him, too. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. All right, we're back on Speak Out. Paul LaVoy along with brother Jim Russell, and should be Sir Jim Russell by now.
Yeah, well,
but
no.
We have a different sir.
We do.
A Sir Knight-a-Lot.
Yes.
And he used to be with the police department. I'm going to let Jim tell the story, and you can find it on our Facebook page, too.
Yes, big announcement there. Retired Havasu PD Captain Richie Sloma is the Director of Security and Public Safety for DSM Events. And at the Renaissance Fair, the London Bridge Renaissance Fair this past weekend, which was a great success, but at that we were handling the security, and we did such a fine job that Captain Richie was knighted.
That's awesome. So I don't know what to call him now, Sir Richie.
Yes, I think he'll probably answer to that.
Or Sir Sir Sloma. I don't know. I'm not sure where to go.
I think he's a lord now.
Oh, so he's just Lord Richie of Sloma.
Yeah.
One of
our associates said he was now the Duke of Squirrels.
Perfect. All right. Congratulations, Richie Sloma, longtime friend of Speak
yes.
Out and the Radio Central News Network. All right. I'm Paul Lavoie along with Brother Jim Russell. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out. Be safe. Buy local and dine local.